Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just listening to that sound, the rain on the building, appreciating how warm and dry we are inside today. But welcome to this all-age worship, and a very special welcome to visitors who may be joining us for the first time. This is our all-age worship service. After the service, we'll be having refreshments in the church hall, which you can find through either exit on the side. This is also our bring and share lunch, so everyone is welcome to join us for lunch after the service. Even if you didn't prepare anything, there's usually plenty of food to go around, so please do join us. And I'd like to ask Miss Claire to come give a notice, please.
Just wanted to thank everyone for who supported or prayed for, in any way, the light party last Sunday afternoon. I apologise, I had some photos, which I've forgotten to send to Kathy, so I'll try and get them through to her for the Connect or something, because we had an amazing afternoon. We had just over 90 people up in the hall, including those of us in church, but there are over 60 children, and we had a really good fun time, some people that were totally new, some people that have been to previous events, and it's just really good time together, and we had a great time, so thank you for your support with that. Keep your eyes peeled for the next thing.
Thank you, Claire. I just want to remind you, on Thursday, November 10th at 7 p.m. is our Remembrance of Loved Ones service. So you are invited to come and remember before God all of our loved ones who've passed away. So please do join us that Thursday the 10th at 7 p.m. And now I'd like to pass you on to Sarah Glasper, who will be leading our service today.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's really lovely to see you all here today, and everybody at Hello at home, you're welcome as well. I'm Sarah, I'm one of the members of this church, and I'm leading our service this morning. As we've already heard, it's all-age worship, so everybody is staying in. Kind of in the middle of the service, we're going to be commissioning the pastoral friends, and you'll hear more about that later. And we've got our bring and share lunch afterwards, and that makes this a really great week to talk about and think about church, what church is, and celebrate all that we are here. Now, there are going to be some opportunities coming up in the service for you to help me out. And that is because, as a church, that's what we do, isn't it? We help each other out, we muck in and get involved. We don't expect perfection. That's important, isn't it? So when the time has come, I'd be really grateful to have some volunteers. And I'm not just talking about the children, okay? This is for everybody. So we're going to just start off, our first point is remembering that the church is based on the cross of Jesus. That's what we're going to do. So if we can have the first slide, please. And this is what we're going to be thinking about today. So we've got a cross there, and as we go through the service, we're going to be adding to it. And we remember that as a body of people, we are Jesus-centered. We gather together centered around Jesus. That's the most important thing in all that we say and do. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them." Yeah. And he didn't just mean two or three, he meant any gathering of people. So we have lots more than two or three. And because Jesus said that and he keeps his promises, we know that Jesus already is here with us, which is an incredible thing to be able to say. So we are going to pray, and then we're going to stand together to sing our praise and worship to God. So let's pray first. Father God, we thank you that we have been able to come together today as your family. We thank you for being right here with us right now. Jesus, please help us to experience your presence through your Holy Spirit as we spend time with you and each other. Help us to be focused on you, and please encourage and teach us. Amen.
Amen.
So please do stand if you're able. We're going to begin by singing Jesus Be the Centre, and then we'll follow on with Give Thanks to the Lord our God and Savior.
Thank you.
brilliant.
If we were to look across our county, our country, and even the whole world, we would find church being done in different ways. Some churches are very formal, some not so much so. Did you know there are some churches that are held on beaches for surfers?
That's true.
Some of them happen in forests. Some churches meet in a school hall or a community hall. They just hire a space. And you know what? There's even a church in a disused train carriage at the end of a dusty track in central Bulgaria. I happen to know that because one of my friends has just visited and said what a warm welcome he received with he said there were about 12 of them all together, and they just met on a Tuesday night because he was there with somebody else as part of his work, and they gathered together and they prayed and they worshipped, they prayed and they shared food together, and that was one of their church meetings. And he said what an incredible blessing that was. Now, I think lots of people would have the view that if you say, like, if you went into town and said, where is there a church? Or what is a church? People might just say, oh, it's that building there, or that building there, or whatever. But we know that, well, yes, you know, this is a church building, but it's not the church, is it? We are the church. The building is the place, the shell where we meet. And we're incredibly blessed here, aren't we, with what we have. We have an incredible church building here for us to use. But not everybody does, but that doesn't make them less of a church. We're going to have our reading now about the first church, the early church, when the apostles met together after Jesus had died and risen again and then gone back up to heaven. And this is the first time in this service that I'm going to ask just for somebody to help me out. So this is not the way we normally do things here, but that is okay because we're being more informal today. But I wonder if anybody would like to come and read the reading. Now, I know nobody knows what the reading is, but it's just six or seven verses from Acts chapter 2. There's no hard words, and I've got it printed here. We don't expect perfection, but I was wondering if anybody, Maritala, that's amazing, thank you. So I know that I'm only doing this because I know I can trust you.
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he had needed. Every day they continued to meet together in temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
Thank you very much. Isn't that an amazing picture of what church is? So even though churches can be very different, one of the things that should unite us is that we all look up to God and build our relationships with Him. So I'm going to ask one of the children now if they would help me. So my question is to everybody. This is a simple question, it's not a trick question, okay? The answers are, you know, fairly straightforward. In what ways do we look up to God or reach out to God as a church and maybe individually? How do we connect with God? That's how I might put it, okay? So I have a microphone here, and I'm wondering if any of the children would like to take the microphone around to anybody who would like to say how we connect with God. Well, I could do it, but... No? Okay. Yes? Come on, come on. Thank you. I'd like to say, it's after bonfire night and Hannah is wearing a Christmas dress. Which, yeah, we love that. Okay, would anybody like to suggest a way that we connect with God? Yeah? So, can I get to Liz?
We pray.
Yep, we pray. Perfect. Thank you. Anybody else? It is that easy. We pray. What else do we do?
We sing and praise God.
Absolutely. We sing and praise God.
We look to God for guidance.
We do. We do look to God for guidance. Thank you for that.
We love our neighbour as ourselves.
Brilliant. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Dancing.
Dancing. Yes. I love that.
We listen to each other.
Brilliant.
And the stories of faith. Yeah. That inspires us.
Thank you, Peter. Yeah. So being part of a family together is about connecting with each other, which we're going to hear about later on, and that helps us connect with God.
We read the Word of God.
We do read the Word of God. Thank you. Absolutely. So the Bible is really important. Yeah.
We include Him in every part of our life, every day.
Thank you, Dan. Absolutely right. It's not just about when we're sat here in the service, is it? It's about all of our lives.
Our hopes, yeah.
So, right, okay. Well, I think prayer is a really important part of what we do. Thank you, Dan. There's one at the back, Jonathan.
Through science and nature.
Through science and nature. Excellent, thank you. Yes, we do connect to God through science and nature. Anybody else? That's an amazing list. If we have the next slide, Kathy. Thank you. So this was my starting point, and you've added on lots more, which is really brilliant. So we look up to God, we reach out to God and connect with Him, and that's part of what being a church family is about. And like I said, it's not just about Sunday morning, it's not just about when we sit here in a church service or go out to Sunday club, it's much more than that. It is about our individual lives as well, but we have house groups that meet together, we have a led group each year to study together. Even if we have a church meeting, we start with prayer, asking Jesus to be with us and help us and guide us. And before Next Door opens each day, whoever's running that, they start with prayer before people come in. And the reason why we run Messy Church, which was really brilliant last week, was to create a link to God for people who don't know Him yet. So we're trying to help people to find that way, to look to God, to know that there is a God that they could consider looking to and reaching out to, so that they can be part of His family as well. So that's our first aspect this morning that we're going to think about, is that we look up to God, we reach to God. And we've just spent a couple of minutes thinking about that, haven't we? But it could be so much longer. But we know that even with that short amount of time, there is so much for us to be thankful for. So we're going to pray now, and then we're going to say the Lord's Prayer together. So let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for collecting us all together to be your church. We thank you that we can praise and worship you in song, in our actions, in our prayers, and then it can connect to you through the Bible and all of the other ways that we've mentioned. Please help us to show the people that we know, who don't know you, what church really is and who you are. And please forgive us for the times when we get it wrong, when we focus on ourselves rather than you, when we forget to ask for your opinion or help. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross so that we can be forgiven. Amen. I'll say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. You know, just then, as you were praying, I could hear everybody's voices united together as one, but I could also hear some of your individual voices that I could recognise. And that was, I know it's a small thing, but it was really special to not be looking, but to, I can hear Jan's voice, but no, it's a good thing, because it shows that we recognise each other in different ways. Even just through hearing that you know somebody well enough that you know their voice, and that's what this, our church, is about. Now, one of the things that we learn about in the Bible is that all together we are like a body. Okay, and we're going to see if we can make a body this morning. So, Elizabeth, if we could have a flip chart, so we're going to bring a flip chart and put it here, and you will see that there's kind of the start of a body on there, and what we have, thank you. So mostly we've got clothes. I did put the head on just because it made it a bit easier, but we're going to see if we can make a whole body, okay? So if you happen to be sitting somewhere where there is a part of the body, if you found part of the body on your chair, don't show other people yet, okay? But if you could just come up here with it, and we'll see if we can make a body out of those things, those sticks, okay? If you're picking it, it's somebody else to bring up. No, not these ones, okay? So bring it up. I've got some blue tacks. So we're going to stick them on. Okay. So what have you got? There's an eye, okay? So these are a bit too big for the body, but it doesn't matter. So we've got an eye. And one. Okay. What have you got, Katie? Oh, no, we don't want that one yet. What have you got, Samuel? An eye. Okay, this is good. We've got two eyes, so that's a good start, isn't it? Oh, hang on. Anna, I think this is good. We've got three eyes. Oh, hang on a minute. Oh. What's happened here? Is this making a good body? Lambert, it's funny. Thank you. What have you got? Oh, no, I don't want those yet. Not yet. Okay. Right. So these are all parts of the body, but they're all the same. Does this make a good overall body? Not really. I mean, it'd be able to sit really well, wouldn't it? That would be a good, quite a thing. However, it's a little bit odd. And if you haven't got the rest of the body, what are six eyes really going to achieve? Probably not very much. So I think we need to start again. So now the children can go hunting for some other body parts around the church. And if you find them, you can bring those up and we'll see if that works better. Oh, and then it sounds like Albert's got something. Thank you. Oh, good. Yes, thank you. We have a mouth. Okay. So I'm going to do my best to stick these on as we get. Again, this is not to scale, but I will be able to see. A big smiley mouth. Okay, well, thank you very much. We've got some hands. Oh, right, there's another one. Right, let's see if I can see that one. Okay, so there's one hand. Well, don't worry about that. We've got another hand. That's it. Okay, we have a hand. We have an eye. Okay, there. And what's this? The other eye. Good, thank you. This is looking a bit better already. Okay, two eyes. Okay, let's see. So we have, like I said, this is not quite to scale. We have teeth. There you go. This was just me yesterday doing my best to get the bits of the body that I needed. So they're going to go right down there. And I thought it was appropriate that they had like Jesus-type handles, biblical handles on them. I don't know if it was really, not great for this weather though, but. Actually, I just want to make sure that's stuck properly. Okay, there's a few more. A couple more. What have we got? What do you think that is? A nose! So important to be able to smell, I suppose. Okay, now there's one what's missing apart from hair. Yeah, ears are missing. So there are some ears, and we might have to go towards the flags to find the ears. Yeah, that's it. Well, then we've got them. So a couple of ears. Thank you very much. Now, these are quite big, but is it a lady or a man? What do you think? You think it's a lady, it's not a man, I don't know. What I haven't got is some hair. Do you think this person needs hair or not?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. In that case, I have some pens. If a couple of you would like to do whatever colour you want, you can draw some hair if you can reach, and we'll see what we come up with. Okay, that's it. We've got blue, we've got pink, there's a brown, there's a yellow. You might have to do some long hair, that's it. There we go. So we are creating this body. Do you want to have a go at some hair as well? Yeah? You might have to do some. Brilliant. Okay, when you're done, if you can put the lid back on. And I was thinking, as I printed all these out, I was thinking, oh my gosh, those ears are, thank you. Those ears are really big. And then I thought, as Peter said, listening is really important, isn't it? It's seriously, listening to other people is really important. So I think thank you so much for your help. So I think it's kind of appropriate. Yeah, let's give them a clap. You know the saying, probably, we have two ears and one mouth for a reason, right? Because we should be listening twice as much as we speak. And I don't know if that's scientifically true, but I don't think that's far wrong. So listening is really important to each other. And speaking words of encouragement is also really important. So I'm going to leave that there just for a moment, I think. Come back up here. does this person, does this body look more like a well-rounded body? Yeah, I mean, it might look a bit unusual, but that doesn't matter. Actually, that doesn't matter at all, does it? That might be a good thing. But we have lots of different parts of the body on there to make up one whole. And you will see they're not all the same, are they? They're different. The feet are a different skin colour to the arms. Can't remember what eye colour I did. You know, yeah, they've got brown eyes, kind of slightly darker ears. The hair, well, I don't know what to say about the hair, but that was all colours, so we love that. So there's a real diversity, isn't there, to this person that makes up the whole, and I love that. So what we're going to do now, so some of you will recognise that in the Bible, there's in 1 Corinthians 12, there's a passage about us being one body with many parts, okay? And we're going to watch the video of that now, told to us by some people. So it's from 1 Corinthians 12, and so you can just watch the screen, and I hope you really enjoy it.
We were all baptized by one Spirit to form one body.
We were given one Spirit.
That body is not meant in one body.
What's the name?
Because I'm not a man.
I do not speak long to the body.
And if it is your strength,
because I'm not mine.
I do not belong to the body.
It will not stop being part of the body.
God has placed the parts in the body.
And you do.
If they wanted to be.
Those parts that seem to be weaker
are indispensable.
Parts you speak for. That's wonderful.
We keep respecting honor.
We treat with special honor.
We treat with special honor.
God put that body together.
It's part to have equal concern
for each other.
Now you are the body of Christ.
And each one of you is a part of it.
Did you love that as much as I do? Is that fantastic? I mean, the passage is amazing anyway, but when you see people reading it like that and knowing that they, all of us, are equally part of the body, and that is so moving and meaningful, isn't it? So if we can have the third slide, please, Kathy. So we're adding to our cross. So as a church, we reach out to each other. So we reach up to God, and then when it comes, you'll see, but the bit that goes across the cross, that is today representing us reaching out to each other. So we reach up to God, and then we reach out to each other.
Sorry,
every time, doesn't matter. God calls us his family, and good families spend time together doing the things that will come up on the screen in a moment, okay? So it's things like caring and looking after each other and having fun, and we'll see that looking after each other. Don't worry, it's okay, it'll come at the right time. So if we think about us being a church family that looks out for each other, cares and helps and has fun and connects together, do you think that we're pretty good at doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we are. We don't always get it right, because we're not perfect. But, you know, that's okay. We should be doing our best to do life together. I think that's a phrase that sometimes people use in different ways. So we do life together. And we heard in that first Bible reading from Acts about the church, that early church. They were just hanging out together, weren't they? They were eating together, they were selling their possessions so they could give to people who were in need. They were being together in the court, but they were also breaking bread in their homes. So they were spending lots of time just being together. I know we're not in and out of each other's homes, all of us, all the time, but I think there's lots of things that we do together, which is really good. So there we go, encouraging each other, helping, having fun, caring, and learning together. One of the ways that we do look after each other is through our pastoral friends. Now, pastoral friends are a group of people in this church who each have a list of other people in the church that they look out for, and keep an eye on, care for, help them out if needed, pray for them, and so on. Kind of stay in touch with them and help out when needed. And Janet does an amazing job of organising us, and she liaises with Peter and Kathy to make sure that everybody has a pastoral friend. And that's no mean feat, is it, Janet? To keep up with all of the new people who come in, to make sure that everyone has just somebody who will be there for them if needed. And this is something that we do each year, and today is the day, that we're going to commission or recommission all of these pastoral friends for the work that they do in this coming year. So Ken is going to lead us in this, so he's going to come up and guide us through our commissioning.
It is the custom in the Methodist Church that we, and within our community, that we offer pastoral care to one another. In our service this morning, we recommission our pastoral friends. We endeavour to assign a pastoral friend to every adult in our church family. Their role is to offer prayerful support and encouragement and practical support to those in their care, particularly in times of special need. I'm going to read out the names of our pastoral friends. Now I invite those who are here in church to now join me at the front, facing the congregation. I'm going to call them out one by one, fairly slowly. As they come out, I want to shake their hand. And that is a sign of our fellowship together, and also is a tradition of the Methodist Church. And I think you ought to join me as well on this. You've got a hand to shake, haven't you? Okay, fine. Muritala, would you come to the front? Hi, Sonia. Kathy. Linda Arison. Keith. Mick and Janet. Claire Evans. Joe. Rosemary. may be crossed. Win. Molly. Angela. Joyce. Cora, Alan and Brenda, Sylvia, David and Anthea, Frida and Sarah. We thank God that He has called each one of you to be a pastoral friend to others. The prophet Ezekiel declared, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them, as a shepherd looks after his scattered flocks when he is with them. So will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on the day of clouds and darkness. I will tend them in a good pasture. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak." We are partners with Christ the Good Shepherd. We thank you for your willingness to serve. I think it's appropriate to give them a clap. Let us pray for you now. We thank you, gracious God, that you have sent Jesus Christ, your Son, to be our shepherd and saviour, and have called all of us to the work of pastoral care. We thank you for all our pastoral friends. As we recommission these pastoral friends in your name, equip each one with the power of your Holy Spirit for this work and ministry. Give them your strength, your grace, and your wisdom in their caring. May they each be a channel of your love. As we support them with our prayers, help each one to fulfill their ministry. Help us to build one another up through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are a growing church and we are always allocating pastoral friends to new people. If you do not know who your pastoral friend is, or whether you have one, please speak to Janet Etheridge after service. Janet would also like to hear from anyone who would like to explore becoming a pastoral friend for others. That is her challenge to you. God bless.
How wonderful to see so many people willing to take up that mantle of caring for others. We are going to sing in just a moment, but first we're going to have a very short time of prayer, a prayer for our church and the churches around the world. And I'd like to invite, if anybody would like to come up and either say your own prayer, very short, very simple, just for our church and the church around the world, or to read out one that I have prepared earlier. Would anybody be willing to do that? Sam, come on.
Lord, I pray today for churches
locally, regionally, nationally, globally, as they all face their individual challenges. However individual their challenges are, we share so much in common. And I ask you to bless them this day. Amen. Thank you very much. Our next song is going to be on the screen, and it's one that we know really well, Big Family of God. That's the one where we go, you and you and you and you. And so, I know some of the children know some actions, so if you'd like to come up to the front and help, I would be really grateful with that. And please do stand.
Each of us in a special way.
thank you so much to everybody who's helped with those actions, including Claire on the front, who I was watching. That helped me a lot. So thank you for joining in with that. So far we have thought about how we are centred on Jesus. We've had the picture of the cross. We heard about how the first church got together, shared their worship and prayers together, and how we do that too. And we talk about looking up to God, connecting to Him. The reading that we had from Acts also talked about those early Christians, how they shared everything that they had with each other, they looked after each other and spent lots of time together, and we do that too. And in a little while, some of us will be sharing the food that we've brought for lunch, not too much longer now, you'll be pleased to hear. So the last part of the picture for today is to think about where God has put us, where He has put us. So if we kind of imagine that as the church we're a cross, planted in the ground, not floating around in sky, but it's set in the ground, isn't it? We can think of God having planted us in our local community, set us right here in Haverhill, but also within the wider world. I think we do quite a lot of things in our community. Some of us are also involved in other organisations that help the community, our local people. So we are now going to have a quick game of bingo. Okay? Because I've thought of a lot of things that I think we get involved with in the community as a church, or people in this church who go out and help other places. And I want to see if you can think of the same things that I do. And I think you're going to come up with more than I did as well. So what I'm going to do, so I've got my ideas each on a piece of paper. And I'm going to ask some people to come out and hold a piece of paper, not show everybody what's on it. Just to hold it, and then I'm going to ask you to shout out some of the things that we do, and if it's a match, they're going to hold up the piece of paper, and if we get them all, we're going to all shout bingo. Okay? So, if I can have some people to come up, any age, I don't mind. Okay, so if you stand in a row along the front and hold that next door, and then hold it the other way, so that you can't see. So if you can read it, that's good. Okay, try not to let people see. Obviously not doing a very good job. If you need help reading, that's fine. Anybody else? I need some more people. Thank you. Any more? Still need some more. Because I've got 12 things, can you believe? And I'm pretty sure there's no cheating. Okay, so I still have another 3. Thank you. Yeah, one more. Thank you. Oh, you guys are so amazing. Brilliant. Okay, so would somebody like to, just to anybody, shout out something that we do in our community? Reach, thank you. Who's got reach? Yes, Claire, right, we've got that one. Next.
Charity shops.
I haven't got charity shops. Okay, I'm going next door. I'm going to try and count the extra ones. Next door. Yep. Ivy's got next door. Brilliant. Okay. Anything else? Okay, so I heard town pastors and open minds. Yep. Got those. What else? Oh, sorry, look at that. What? Don't listen to me. Pray. Well, we do pray, yeah. We do pray for our local community, so I haven't got that one written down, so I'm going to count that one as an extra. Okay, what else? I'm going to stand over here, maybe not in front of the camera. Okay, what? The hospice. So yes, I haven't got that one down, but you're right, because I know that gentlemen are involved in the hospice, that's an extra one. Okay, what else?
Youth for Christ.
Youth for Christ, thank you, Dan. So somebody's got HBYFC. So Kay for Hill and District Youth for Christ, so that's youth work going on in the town, thank you.
And the villages.
And the villages, you're right. Next door, yep, we've got next door. Sunday Club. I haven't got Sunday Club down. Another one. Alpha, thank you. I have got Alpha. What, did somebody say that one? Young at Heart, thank you. I've got Young at Heart. No. Anything else? Messy Church. Have I got a Messy Church? I have a Messy Church. Pastoral Friends. I've only got Pastoral Friends. That's all within our church, isn't it? It kind of reaches out a bit. The more things that happen, kind of, that other people who aren't part of this congregation. Warm Hugs. Thank you. Somebody's got Warm Hugs. Thank you very much. Christmas shopping, I haven't got that one down. Okay, so that's four. I knew there would be more. So that's kind of part of churches together, isn't it? Okay.
Good Friday.
Good Friday. Yep, I would count that as like a churches together outreach thing.
Harvest.
Harvest. Oh, yeah, I'll put that in there. I need it more. Okay.
Friday.
What else? Ooh, okay, so what do we do with our rooms that we have here, like the hall? So we book our rooms out to community groups, don't we? So we provide, I know they pay us, but we're providing a service to community groups, these centennials run, by allowing the rooms that we have to be used by other people. What else? I didn't think of that. That's five. Excellent. There's a couple more that may be a bit less obvious. And then about what we do with our money.
Tithing.
Yes, tithing funds. Good. And in general, kind of what does it say? Mission giving. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, bingo! Brilliant, well done. So, if you'd like to go back to your seat, thank you, because I don't really need that. So, just take your paper. No, I don't. It's right there. Thank you so much for helping with that. That's 12 plus another at least 5 is 17. I cannot really see that. So, there's at least 17 things, but more, I know, that we do. For our local community, which is really fantastic, isn't it? I love that we do that. We are rooted in Haverhill. God has placed us here. And all of the other churches around the world are placed where God has put them too. And we are here to help others, to tell them about Jesus, and to welcome them into the family of God as well. That last verse of our reading from Acts says the apostles were praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. That means they were living in such a way that people saw them and they knew that they were doing good, that there was something really special happening. Maybe there were people who were benefiting as well from the help that they were giving. And they joined them, they joined that early church. So what they saw and experienced pointed them to Jesus being real and worth following. And isn't that just a brilliant blueprint for our church, for all churches? Being connected to God, being able to help each other and the people who live near to us. That is what the church is, pure and simple. And I think I didn't ask for that last slide, did I, Kathy? So if it's easy enough, we'll just have that. It's what we said. So you'll see that I added those things. I'm really sorry, Jonathan. Alpha wasn't on there. I thought of it afterwards. I did remember. And all of the other things. So you can see the layers there of all that we are as a church. And I know church is many things, and I actually have so many different ideas. I couldn't fit them all in because there's so many different aspects to church. So I thought I'd pick these out, but I think that being connected to God within ourselves and our community is the basis of good church. And when they are all in place, church is the place where we want to be. It's what we want to tell others about and invite them to. We feel motivated to give up our precious time to serve each other and our community because we know it's what God asks us to do, and we know that He blesses us through it, and we know that He is there with us. And to be in a place where God is, wherever that is the best thing, isn't it? It's a privilege and a blessing to us. So we are going to pray again very briefly for our local community of Haverhill and our surrounding areas and the world. And again, I was wondering if anybody would just like to come up and pray very briefly for our community and all read out the prayer that I have. Yep, Claire. Thank you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together to be part of your family. Help us to be good to each other, to care and to help, to celebrate together and comfort each other. We ask you to bring healing to those who need it, in mind, in body and in spirit. We thank you for all of the new people you're bringing to us. Jesus, we pray for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world, especially those who get in trouble for loving you. Please take care of them, protect them, and give them safe access to the Bible and to other Christians. Amen. Just some prayers for our community and the world. Father God, we thank you for Haverhill and our surrounding area. Thank you for all of the good work going on to help the people who need it. Please show each one of us how we can play our part in meeting people's needs and telling them about you. We pray for the Alpha Course, that there will be people who come to know and love you because of it. As we think of our local area and the world, as a church, we pray, make us a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Make us a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let us bring hope. Where there's darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. Amen.
I want to thank everybody, so many of you, who took up this morning when you weren't expecting to, and I wouldn't necessarily do that in any church. I felt it was a bit courage, but I did feel brave enough to be able to leave some of that open to just seeing what would happen, because I trust you, because I know that we do all help each other out. Yes, I was prepared, I could have done it myself, but I knew that I wouldn't be left on my own up here if I asked for help, and I think that sums up what our church is like. It's a really miserable day outside again, isn't it? But in here, I hope you're feeling a real sense of joy, of being together, of happiness, of lightheartedness, of fun, and that's all because, actually, that's all because of God, all because of Jesus. And Him bringing us all to here together, and that is a really wonderful thing. So we're going to have our last song now, and we're just going to circle back around to being here to be focused on Jesus and worshipping Him. So let's sing together, Light of the World, You Step Down into Darkness. Father God, we know that all good things you give us still belong to you. So we say thank you for them and offer back to you these gifts of money that have been given this morning and through standing orders. We also give you our hearts, minds and bodies so that we can be living offerings to you. Please use all that we give back to you to build your kingdom here. Amen. And may God bless us of all ages to be like the early church, focused on Jesus and connected to him, to each other and to our community in all that we do this week, so that we may share his blessings with everyone we meet. Amen.